How much confidence did last week give you?
I mean, to come out and you know, create some of the plays that the team helped me create, and you know, being able to show my explosiveness and you know, get in the mix a little bit, you know, going into the next game. Now it's not like I'm just thrown in there. You know, I had a couple plays and stayed in for a little while and had drive. So you know, it do help your confidence.
How does it look when you know that now Atlanta has some film on you and they're going to be looking for you?
Yeah. Last week, you know, the Saints probably weren't expecting to even worry about me getting in the game. But now teams have film on me and they'll be preparing so we can see what it really is.
Has that changed things for you, though? Does it at all? Or?
No, I mean, like I said, the whole time I've been preparing and working hard. So when my number's called, I'll be ready. So, you know, that happened last game, and I think I handled it pretty well. And, you know, like I said, I'm going to keep working hard and moving forward and getting better because the season is narrowing down. So I want to definitely be able to continue to contribute.
When you look at a running back, I mean, like Ahmad, with a sprained knee, that's not an easy thing to operate as a running back and make all those cuts with a sprained knee, is it?
No, definitely not. Fortunately, I've been lucky enough to not been injured. So I don't know how it feels. Only the doctors and him can really tell.
You kind of, because that injury, you kind of expecting you're going to have to be the guy this week?
You know, like I said, I always prepare that way. So whenever my number's called, I'll be ready. So, you know, I'm going through practice this week just like I do any other practice.
David, it's been almost a year, though, since you've carried the ball 20, 25 times in a game. It's quite possible you might have to do that Sunday. How concerned are you about getting into the third and fourth quarter if you have to really toe the ball?
You know, it's football, and, you know, I've been playing it for a while now. So getting carries and getting a load, so to say, you know, it's a team sport. And the coaches know how to figure it out and decipher and give breathers. And I'm not the only running back on the team, so.
You said last week that it's kind of an excuse that running backs when they say, well, I couldn't get in a groove. You know, I didn't have enough carries. But looking back now at getting several carries under your belt, did you feel like you did see things a little better as the game wore on?
Yeah. You know, and I mean, the more experience you get and the more mature you can become in the game. So. You know, I would say that last week because sometimes running backs say they only had 7 carries and that's why they wasn't able to be productive. But you look at some games and a guy had 1 carry or 2 carries and they can get a touchdown. So, you know, sometimes that is an excuse.